Have you seen the comments talking about how we switched hairstyles?
Yeah, I did.
I thought yours actually looked better than mine. You know, I've just been letting mine grow. I haven't even trying.
Well, that's how mine was.
All right, today we're watching some Mari. You guys sent us this one. It's called "Which of These Three Men Is the Baby's Father?" Probably none of them. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Ruth admits that she has led a very difficult life. It's been devoid of love.
Aww.
It was filled with loneliness. She lived in foster care.
You mean like loneliness? Three men, she don't know which one's the baby daddy.
Right? She ain't very lonely.
Marty's over here like, I mean, spinning the sad story. I mean, sure, childhood sounds rough, like foster home and everything like that. Look at that. Look at that hairdo she had. What a cool kid. What a fall off. Man, she had way cooler hair.
She had to go straight to the Karen.
She made some very bad decisions in her life. And she slept with a lot of men. And she doesn't.
She slept with a lot of men.
Maury just judged the heck out of her.
They had to censor it too. Like, yeah. He just went beep. Somebody out in the crowd was like, dang. Rough like, life. Like, now she's a hoe.
I like to think it was Maury. She slept with a lot of men.
Beep.
And she doesn't know who the father of her 11-month-old daughter Angel is.
Aw, look at that baby. Aw. Hey, ear pierced? Ears just shiny. I can't tell.
I don't know.
There was a time in her life when she conceived that she was sleeping with multiple guys.
I don't know. That's just a weird sentence. There's a time in her life when she could see. What about the time when she couldn't? You know, hold on a minute.
She couldn't see the multiple guys, but she could feel them.
Here we go. The three dudes.
Which one's the dad? It's the middle guy.
You think it's the... I mean, I'm judging. I'll have questionable hairstyles, and I'm one to talk. One guy's got like the one shaved spot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The other guy's got like the little twigs that he's like probably gelled them together. The other guy just shaved his stuff. He didn't shave it straight. It's just buzzed. They got their sweater. They're dressed up nice, you know?
Yeah.
Dressed up nice.
I feel like she's got a type.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No wonder she's having such a hard time figuring out who the dad is. They all look like the same dude.
Dustin is one of the guys. Daniel is one of the guys. And Ruth's current boyfriend, Keith, was one of the guys.
Don't zoom in on Keith like that.
Dang.
Don't zoom in on that haircut. He did it himself. That's the current boyfriend, too.
Mm. Okay. It's definitely the middle guy.
How do you feel like being the current boyfriend and like Mari's up there like, man, you know, let me tell you about all these dudes.
So many dudes.
So many. And the last in line here, Keith.
He's just the last one that could be.
But then that also goes into the society where it's like if this was like dudes like slept with a lot of women, the crowd would be like,
yeah.
Yes, sir. What a pimp.
They've all been given paternity tests. And Ruth is praying that one of them is the father.
The face she made when she looked away, she's like, Wait till after the filming. We're going to have a mean threesome. I'll be blindfolded because I don't like to see him.
I don't like to see him.
My story.
I was looking for someone to love me. I started having sex at the age of 15. I had sex with so many guys. I can't even remember how many.
Can't remember how many. I don't know. How am I supposed to feel? Like, how I actually feel about this is probably not appropriate. I guess it's like the same thing with like reality TV to where like the story is, trust me, bro. But at the same time, when I was a kid, I had this rough life. So I grew up and became an adult who can make my own decisions. And you guys should feel bad for me because I don't know who the dad is. Like, I don't know. What is...
Right.
Is it a life of regret that she's like, I slept with too many men? Or was she like, every time was she like, heck yeah, you know, like,
right.
Woohoo! I don't know. Like, I'm getting mixed feelings. Is she like giving up on that life now and she can never love again? What's the point?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the point?
Right. I guess I had a rough life, so I'm going to continue to make bad decisions too. Like,
is it a bad decision?
I don't know. Right? I don't know. I mean, maybe not for her.
I'm just saying.
Except when it comes to finding the dad. You know, it's...
consenting adults, whatever. Who cares? Go do your thing, I guess. Huh. It's like, I grew up and I like having sex. And it's all because I was abandoned when I was a child.
Right.
What? The logical leaps here. Like, I don't understand. Are we trying to go with daddy issues or something? I don't know. Like... whatever. All right, continue. Tell me your story. It's very, very sad.
I'm in the worst situation that any mother could be in. I have no idea who her father is.
I can imagine about like 20 scenarios that are worse than not knowing who the baby daddy is. So chill out,
man. Yeah. Right?
Chill, pump your brakes. Pump your brakes, lady. Yeah. You're not starving on the street or nothing.
Right, but that's all right. We got Mari here. He's going to solve this problem.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's right. He's going to figure out who the dad is.
That's right.
And you know, at first, the guy's going to be like, no, it ain't mine. It ain't mine. But you are the father. I love this baby more than anything. It's my own.
The other two dudes are going to be over there fighting. Just for no reason.
I brought three men to the show.
And like the Backstreet Boys photo
shoot.
What? I dropped their
the
new
bad
album.
Boy over there on the corner, boy.
Yeah. Mm. Sneak you in the background, peeking at you through the bars.
I'm praying that one of them is the father.
She's praying that one of these guys is the father. It might not be them.
It's going to be more episodes on Ruth.
It's not.
Mari's going to love it and just keep bringing her back.
It's not any of these dudes.
It ain't.
It's not any of these guys.
It can't be.
That was the face she made earlier. She's kind of like, they all got paternity tests. And she's like,
sure hope them. It is.
It ain't them. She says she brought three of the five men that she slept with to the show for tests.
What about the other two?
I guess she couldn't get them to come. I mean... And me like that.
This is really difficult for you, isn't it? Are you ashamed?
I love the uniform. Oh, it's like the sign of like pity, like lights up in the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, she's ashamed and everything. I feel bad for her. It sucks. The most shameful thing about this is that you took it to national television. Yeah. To be shamed.
Dude, she slept with so many men. Here's five.
Just kidding. Just three of them.
Yeah, just three.
You don't have a right to be ashamed. You have a right to be proud.
Hold on, Mario. You don't have a right to be ashamed. I know Mari's trying to like make a moment out of this, but I don't know, Mari. She's got the right to be whatever she feels, man. It's all right.
You have a right to be proud. You have a right to be brave to come on a show nationwide throughout the country and admit these things.
Be proud to be a Mari participant.
Gaslighting her. Gaslighting her.
You gotta be proud to be on my show.
Yeah, you should be proud. Just like that one episode they did of like the phobias of like,
yeah.
Oh, you're afraid of this? Here it is. You should be proud that you came on my show.
Bring out the olive.
Wow.
There's like pack that are going down the hallway. Bring out the olives. I don't know, man. Is it a proud thing to be like, I went on Mari about my relationship? Life
troubles or success?
Do you walk away feeling proud? You know, you're like, I did it. I went on the show and figured out that none of these guys are my baby daddy. What a proud moment. I'll be back.
That kind of life is over for you. You don't sleep around with a lot of guys. In fact, you only sleep with one, apparently. Your boyfriend, Keith, right?
How long has she been dating Keith?
Right, I need to know.
How long has she been dating
Keith? This is important info.
Mm.
Who you're hoping is the father of this child.
She's been dating Keith long enough for him to potentially be the dad.
Okay.
But there's five potential people.
Oh, Keith got cheated on. Yikes.
Keith. Maybe he was just one of the many, and you know, he looked that haircut, you know, it locked him down into boyfriend material.
Oh yeah.
She kept him.
There could be as many as five. Where are the other two?
One's in jail and one's refusing to do anything about
Take
it.
Take the test. All right.
Look at that look. He's like, all right, find him. Find him.
Yeah.
We gotta find that one.
That's a look to the producer. Yeah. Go ahead, get him.
The other one's in jail.
What was it like growing up?
I kept moving from post home to post home.
How many homes do you think you lived in?
Probably like five or six.
Like, yeah, I keep going into like her hard life. Again, I don't... Maybe I'm just... disconnected from the connection. Say, how many houses do you live in? Five or six? That many houses? God dang! Nice!
Nice.
You had so many houses.
First of all, let's talk about your boyfriend, Keith. What kind of fella is he?
He's a really good guy. He cares about me.
Praying he fathered Ruth's baby and not the other guys.
He's praying it ain't them.
And now, what about Dustin?
He's a friend of mine, and he also helps me take care of Angel.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. I don't believe she is currently just sleeping with her boyfriend, Keith.
This is her friend who also feels responsible for this child and hangs around and helps take care of it. Yes, yes.
Huh.
He's got a butt chin and a butt nose at the same time.
And what about Daniel?
Daniel do nothing.
She's shaking her head, Daniel.
Daniel do
nothing. We ain't talking about Daniel.
Not much about Daniel?
No.
Don't to find out who your daughter's father is.
Dang, Mari, he's just peeing off on this man. He's like, yeah, beep, beep, Daniel. Jeez. What did he do?
Nothing.
To find out who your daughter's father is.
Because I didn't have a father growing up.
You want to break that cycle.
Yeah.
I'm sure knowing who it was is going to definitely make them stick around. These guys seem like good dudes.
It's Daniel.
Don't. Daniel.
I'm Ruth's current boyfriend, and I'm hoping and praying that I'm the father of her baby.
I'm Daniel, and I could also be the father of Ruth's baby.
He doesn't hope it's him. He just thinks he can be.
I'm Daniel, and I could be the dad, I guess. They all start singing harmony. Tearing up my heart. Probably the one in jail.
Yeah. I'm Dustin, and there's a chance that I'm the father of Ruth's baby.
That's all framed up. You know, they're all in the background. You know what they're... They're matching shirts. It's literally like the Backstreet Boys are doing an interview. Yeah. Even like here, you stand in front of this like fence, so you look hard.
And I would give anything to be the father.
He also has a mean underbite too.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, all right. Maybe hopefully it's not him, so that his strong jaw doesn't get passed down.
I was sleeping with Ruth a long time. She got pregnant, but I'm hoping the baby is not mine.
He hopes the baby's not. He was sleeping with her after she got pregnant. Well, it's probably not you then.
Yeah, it ain't yours.
That's not how...
That ain't how that works.
It is now my child.
It's called Sperm Wars, okay? And only the mightiest survive.
I only slept with Ruth one time, but I could be the baby's dad.
It only happened one time, but he's still hanging around and taking care of the child.
Yeah.
Just as... I mean, maybe it's true, but I would just guess that the quality of people we're dealing with right here, that there's not, you know, that there's not some other motive involved, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know, that haircut that baby's got, it might be the boyfriend's, you know, got that one little, pretty crooked.
The clash ring.
That's what I was looking at. Got that clash ring.
Oh, yeah.
The Freemason.
Now we're all hoping that Keith is the baby's father.
We all hope it's Keith.
Yeah.
Let's welcome Keith. Here's Keith.
He even walks out pissed. You know, he's got that walk like, yeah, that's right.
He probably expecting everybody to start booing him.
Yeah, well, they usually do boo the man.
Yeah.
What do you think about the fact that, you know, you're not here alone? There are other guys.
I'm very hurt, I guess. I wasn't expecting this very much.
Really? You weren't expecting four other men to be potential. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be the current boyfriend after this?
I feel like that kid needs a father. I mean, I was a little kid and I didn't have a father around my life too, so.
Nobody had a dad. Oh my goodness.
Huh.
So he's sticking around because he thinks the kid is his.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So he may not be the current boyfriend for long.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on how this test goes.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't seem to care very much. Dustin, he's a great guy, but I don't think he's ready for a kid.
I feel like, oh, what'd you say about me?
He threw Daniel under the bus, man. You know, I don't like him very much. And he don't really like Ruth, and he's just over there like, nope, I don't. I don't even want to be here.
Here they are for the show, Dustin and Daniel.
Oh, I get clap. And get booed.
Okay.
And get booed after you talk that trash. Here they come.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if she's mine, I'll take the responsibility, but... I don't think she's mine, and frankly, I'm tired of all the bull that's going on with this whole thing.
And I don't like Keith calling me out, you know? I'm ready to throw down, Mari.
I'm tired of all this crap.
The cheating, the yelling. I mean, she's calling up to my fiancé and started stuff with my fiancé.
Oh. So she's not as pitiful as her story has made her out to be.
Right. Oh, wow.
So she's only been cheating, and she's going after his fiancé. I guess he's, you know, gotten proposed to within the last year and a half or so, however old the baby is. I don't remember the 9 months before that. Because he was sleeping with her after she got pregnant.
True.
All right. But either way, she's going to like getting into like his personal business and like yelling at his current partner.
Yeah.
Because why? Like, because he might be the baby. Like, what is that? What does that solve?
I don't know.
It's like you
it definitely
you,
doesn't.
You might be the father of my child, so I'm going to ruin your current relationship so that you can be with me, even though I'm dating this other guy.
Right. And probably some others.
In the case of 11-month-old Angel, Dustin, you are not the father.
Dang. That's the one I thought right off the rip. It had to be him. It's not.
He's been playing cool the whole time, too. He's like, I'll take responsibility, you know? It's all good. It's like, you're not the father.
Yeah! All right! I'm done!
She's over here like, oh!
Daniel, you are not the father.
Nice.
Nice. Okay.
The weight has been lifted off their shoulders like, oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Child support. I feel
bad for old Keith here.
It's not him.
It is not. It is not his either, dude. This is going to be bad. Yo.
Keith, you are not.
Usually it's her that like jumps up and runs to the back, you know, like, ah! You know, like right on the background. But he's just like, no, I'm out of here. Poor guy.
It's the one in jail.
Jail. Keith's over here like, I'm stuck with that crazy cheating self.
She knew though. Look at her face. She knew going in.
Look at him. She's
yeah,
like,
she's like, this is lose-lose.
I know these guys. I know which one it is.
I know which one it is.
It's Frankie. I still write him letters while he's in prison. Yeah, yeah.
He's locked up. Like he locked up my heart.
Now, Ruth, we'll be glad to pursue this with you.
Oh, listen to Maury. Like, Ruth, we'll be glad to have you back on the show again with some more dudes.
Yeah.
I know. You should be proud that you're here.
You should be proud. While he's over there cussing at Ruth?
You come on back now.
You come on back.
We're going to figure out who this is. You bring every guy you know. It's going to be a 7-part series.
The Ruth Chronicles.
Three are not the father of your daughter.
What are they beeping?
I don't know, man.
It is so funny. I just imagine Mari just out there cussing, man. Just letting it rip.
Just one person out there in the crowd that has Tourette's or something like, yell obscenities.
What'd you like?
Touching moment here. He's over here like, God dang you. Get away from me. Who else you cheat on me with? I've been your boyfriend this whole time.
What, read that title.
DNA will prove my dad is not your baby's father.
What?
You should be proud to come on the show.
DNA will prove my dad. What?
All right. Is that Ruth episode 2? Jesus.
I have a feeling that this is a better woman than you met the first time around.
I feel like Maury's like the drunk dude at the bar trying to give you life advice.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Like he got to come up there. Oh, you've been around this child a lot, huh? Well, I think she's probably better than you think she is. Even though she's definitely obscenely cheated on you.
She ain't doing it no more. I feel.
She's changed.
All right. Yeah, she's changed. Wow.
And I don't want you to make any rash decisions before you talk to my counselor.
Oh, I got counselors. You can talk to the counselors. We can keep you guys together for more drama for next episode.
Yeah.
That way you can come and fight the other three dudes she's going to bring around.
Will you forgive me and still be with me and take care of Angel?
It's going to take you a while to trust you.
Will you forgive me and still take care of my baby?
Wow.
Look, she just wants some, it's, you know, she's a master today. She's a master. You know, whenever she's feeling a little hungry, she's got to go on a date with a guy, you know?
Yeah, 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 that's right.
Sometimes one thing leads to another. Yeah. The baby needs new diapers. Hey, man.
Hey.
I love you, baby.
Yeah.
Come on over to the house. Don't worry. The other guy that hangs around the house also helps me take care of my child.
Yeah, he's babysitting while I go on this date.
She got to do what she's got to do, man. She's working the system. She knows what her, she knows her strong points. Yeah. They have this moment, the baby's in the background. They're like, I'm sorry for cheating on you. Please stick around me so I can continue to cheat on you.
Right. We spoke to Keith, and sadly, he was unable to stay with Ruth. He could not continue to be with her.
Figured that.
Yeah.
They called up and he said, I was out. Immediately, I was like, that was it. That was the whole reason I'm still around.
Yeah. Turns out once your trust is broken.
It's hard to rebuild.
Yeah.
Yeah. God dang. Might be wrong, but I think she came back once or twice to test more guys and none of them with a father.
Wow.
She came back for more and none of them with a dad either.
Wow.
How do you all person?
Test the entire neighborhood. No.
I can't judge her or the men, and neither should you. Wrong. Absolutely we can. 100% we can judge them. Can judge the crap out of them. Can judge the crap of the way they've been behaving and their haircuts. Goodness gracious.
And did.
I'm glad you guys sent that to us. I actually like doing like Maury shows. So if you guys got more Maury, send them over. I was kind of hoping for a little more cringe and a little more, you know, like what was that one girl?
Oh, the semen demon.
Send us the wild ones, please. There's a link down in the description that has like a thing where you can like send us links to YouTube stuff and go through and check it. But that's the end of this one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday. So tell us my friends. Love you. See you next time. Bye-bye. Guess you couldn't get them to come. I mean... Ha ha ha!